A half century ago, government and industry felt good enough about a certain mineral product that they worked together on this promotional film.
It has played a tremendously important role in the improvement of our standard of living, asbestos.
Now, of course, we're trying to get rid of asbestos, but there's still quite a lot of it around. One place that has plenty is the building, actually several buildings cobbled together, that house the Richmond offices of Virginia's General Assembly members. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project joins us now. And David, there's at least one place in the assembly office buildings where asbestos makes changing a light bulb so difficult that it costs $400 to get it done. And that's only one part of the story. The place is literally falling apart.
Michael Martz, a reporter with the Times-Dispatch, tagged along with a photographer, and there's some great photos on their newspaper website showing just kind of how bad some of these buildings are.
One of those pictures shows a chunk of concrete held in place with straps, and maintenance people say the legislature could actually get shut down at any time by any number of problems.
Last year there was not a shutdown, but basically the sewer pipe failed. They had what amounted to a giant Roto-Rooter truck parked right in front of the main entrance to the General Assembly for a couple of weeks. People at the State Department of General Services are now saying it doesn't take too much imagination to imagine a situation where they basically just have to evacuate the building. The building just quits on them right in the middle of the General Assembly session.
Is there a plan for fixing things?
Well, that's a decision that the money committees are going to have to make, hopefully, or by September 1st.
Well, whether they choose to renovate or tear down and rebuild, it's going to be an expensive process, so we'll keep our eye on that one. Now, in another story, Democrats are hoping Ralph Northam will be elected lieutenant governor this year and give them a tie-breaking vote in the evenly split Senate. But if he wins, the Senate won't necessarily be evenly split when he takes office.
Julian Walker, a reporter for the Virginian Pilot, had a nice article the other day where he reminded us it's not quite that simple. The scenario is muddled because the Democrats have nominated two state senators, Ralph Northam of Norfolk for lieutenant governor and Mark Herring of Loudoun County for attorney general. A win by one or both of these gentlemen would lead to a late-year special election for their Senate seats.
Well, Republicans are already trying to get former lawmaker Thelma Drake to commit to running in a special election, if there is one. David, does she seem willing?
Julian Walker called up former Congresswoman Drake, who now is a transportation appointee of Governor Bob McDonnell, and asked if she was interested. She kind of parried the question, but clearly that's the name that Republicans are talking about, Thelma Drake.
Who are the Democrats looking at?
Former delegate Paula Miller and Eastern Shore delegate Linwood Lewis. Paula Miller left the legislature after the last redistricting after Republicans lumped her and Linwood Lewis into the same district. At some point, Miller and Lewis will have to sit down and make a decision of who is going to run for the Senate.
Of course, there could be a similar situation in Northern Virginia if Mark Herring becomes Attorney General. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. Read their daily compilation of newspaper reports from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.